Senate Bill 927 aims to simplify the procedure by requiring immediate validation instead of the self-certification and subsequent follow-up by the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs that presently occurs. Senator Doug Mastriano, a retired 30-year combat veteran, sponsored the bill.
So my suggestion is here, it's going to cost nothing. It's simply when somebody comes in and checks the block to get the veteran status on their license, they either prevent their military retiree ID card, or they present their DD-214, which is all your military service or National Guard equivalent NGB-2 form, show it to the clerk there at the driver's license place, and you're done. As simple as that.
The measure now advances to the Senate floor for consideration later this month. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.